Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, May the 2nd, 121st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon. And we need to warn everybody.
Did you forget who I am?
The sign that Virginia came in with said, beware, steer clear. That steer like a cow.
I didn't say I could spell correctly this morning. You're the first one who's pointed that out.
OHs is tough to get out of your system. Steer clear, cranky today, but it isn't signed. So well, I don't know, is this one being brought in for me? Or did this come in writing on you? Yeah.
It was one of those mornings I felt it was good to wear a warning label. But it's much better now.
You twinkle, twinkle. Yeah. So this afternoon we got a full lineup. We've got the film activities we can talk a little bit about. They're happening. They're happening in the area, so we'll get a little update on that. Also, there's an opportunity for our county electeds to find out how to be leaders.
Leaders. Thank you. Improve.
So we'll talk about that. We'll also get an update on the occupied activity while Oakland and Seattle had glass being broken and things being trashed. No indications that that happened here, but we'll get it from Virginia's perspective. And also, I'll share a little story about the airport. So much fun.
Wait, let me get my cranky note back.
We'll see who ends up wearing it when we leave the studio when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Joe Pa. There you go, Joe Paterno. Success without honor is an unseasoned dish. It'll satisfy your hunger, but it won't taste good.
I hear you.
Somebody's listening. Let's see if we get you over in front of that microphone just a tad there. Now everybody
I've got microphone aversion.
All it does is it puts me on the record.
Believe me, we're on the record a lot this week.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the Occupied, just to kind of get that one flushed through. The fences came down earlier this week.
They did.
Yesterday was kind of like
the May Day celebration.
I guess a combination of a whole bunch of different things called in general or a single title, May Day. How'd it go?
You know, actually, I think it went surprisingly well. I didn't hear anything from the sheriff or EPD to say otherwise. We had a few of the folks come in and speak at our board meeting that were very thankful that the fence was taken down, and they were explaining the May 1st or the May Day event and how it came to be, and that there's an opportunity, you know, for the community members to come and talk, and it seemed like it was a good event. No problems that I have heard of, like other towns, and everybody was actually, I think, very respectful of one another from what I've heard. Of course, we don't get everything right off, hot off the presses, you know?
Well, if there had been a significant one, you would have heard about it.
I would suspect so.
Yeah. So with the fence down, one of the comments people had made who weren't involved and I don't think are particularly sympathetic to one side or the other was how bad the grass looked. It just got trampled and trampled and trampled. Okay. With the fence down, the grass has had a chance to grow. I noticed you guys didn't mow the grass for so it had a little bit more buffering. Is there any concern that it's going to look as rough as it did last fall because the fence is down and now the spread out or the flow is kind of all over?
Well, I'm certainly, I'd say there is concern, but at the same time, at that time, there were tents, there were a lot more ways to flatten it, tramp it down, or trample it down, and you know, really negatively impacted. And hopefully with what we're seeing right now, there's a lot of people out on the grass, but it's not as impactful as setting the tents up and structures. So we will see how it progresses. You know, we really felt it was important to keep with our commitment that we were going to bring it down, and still working on that, the long-term ordinance, and that, you know, we will be bringing that to you at one of our visits with you.
Good. Good. Look forward to hearing it.
I bet you do.
KINS, News and Information Times, 420. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 424. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Whoa, glasses on, she's getting serious now.
No, I just can't see what you look like.
Oh.
My eyes are getting bad.
And you put
bad.
Them on. You gotta figure out the intelligence level on this side of the room at this point.
Are you? You're like insulting yourself.
Yeah, no, that's all right. That's all right.
A wonderful vision.
Yeah, the Film Commission certainly has the opportunity to crow a little bit right now, Virginia, for Humboldt County. I was talking to a buddy of ours, common ours, this morning, and Tom drives in from Berry Summit each morning, and he saw the convoy going out. He said 25 or 30 cars. Three or four of the Escalades
those
going to wherever. And he said, you know, he figured that there were some people in those cars that were probably halfway important. It's interesting. Either my presumption is, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I want to see. Or yawn. And everybody's doing their business, and this is their type of business, and nothing to get too excited about.
You know, and I actually think that's kind of how the communities adjusted. It was, there was certainly a lot of excitement. In fact, my claim to fame was we flew in from, we were out of town, we flew into the airport. Obviously, I guess that's where we'd fly into.
That's a little redundant. That works, yeah.
And, you know, the plane was 2 hours late, and all in all, it was just kind of like one of those days you just want to get home. And this little jet landed behind us, and I thought, oh, that's kind of nice looking. And we didn't think anything
like
else.
One of those, yeah.
Didn't think anything of it. And then when we were driving out, we saw all these black Escalades, like you said. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there must be like a political person or somebody.
CIA or FBI, yeah.
And then we were halfway, you know, leaving the lot. It's like, wait, that was, you know, and it was Will Smith's plane. So that was my claim to fame, as I was there when he landed. But
his own plane?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't get to find out all the details.
There was about 2 weeks, well, it was before you guys left, one of those big corporate planes, you know, like 10 or 12 windows.
Really?
Yeah. Came in, circled Marie a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
You and we're see right it. Next to Marie Field, for those who don't know where our studios are. And and then it went out to like the mouth of the MAD. Turned around, came back, circled the airport again, and then disappeared. And I was like, okay, who's this? So I called, you know, the usual suspect of, you know anything about it? No. You know, no idea. And the plane, I couldn't see any of the signage on the tail fin.
Maybe you need newer glasses, I should say.
Well, or a camera. Because, you know, I could probably have seen it if they were there, but then it's the remembering thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then if you take a note, where did I put the note? Yeah. But it is kind of interesting that there is a little, certainly, a starstruck element to this.
You know, there is, and there's, I think that's the first thing that comes to people's minds, and I got the opportunity to go out and see some of the filming. I went out with Cassandra Hasseltine with the Film Commission. She wanted to take some of her funders out, and we couldn't say where we were going. You know, it was almost like might as well have blindfolds on to get us there, and the concept is like, oh my gosh, we're gonna, you know, see Will Smith, and actually what we saw is 300 and some people spending lots of money in this community just hustling around the woods, and you know, eventually we did see we had a sighting at a distance, but it was like after that it became more about, gosh, this is huge economic impact for the community, and I think that's where
getting
my focus has been. Yeah, let's get real.
Wow.
And and so you know, there certainly is the wow factor, and very grateful that they're here in our community filming. You talk about 350 rooms a night in 15 different hotels, and that's a good shot in the
arm.
Just
the logistics of coordination would be.
Oh, I can't even imagine. It was amazing to see the work being done and all the work that goes into a very short little segment.
So something like this, what does it mean? What do you sense that it means? I know I've talked with Tony before from the Visitors Bureau about it. Don, back when the Film Commission was still a part of it.
Right.
And it really does seem to be almost, it's an economic injection, but it's not as much as people perceive.
Well, I think it is a lot for that brief period of time, but we don't have enough of it. But I think what this showed is, you know, we can really see, I think, a stronger economic impact from this if we can bring more filming in. And part of the problem is the Film Commission, I think they have like a $50,000 budget. There's funding agencies involved, the County of Humboldt, City of Arcata, and I believe Fortuna. And the work that it takes to convince a film to come here is amazing. I mean, the producer was telling us he's spending $450,000 a day on the shoot. That's not here in the community, but that's how much it's costing him in the first place. And coming to Humboldt County certainly added a lot to his cost. But the fact that they're willing to take a chance, and what I see is, I think there's real opportunity. It's just that there's not enough funding for the Film Commission to really go out and bring interested individuals here.
The county isn't really in a position to be able to do anything other than flipping a couple of dollars to the Film Commission.
That would be a correct statement.
The state has almost been anti for a while. You've got the labor union laws and stuff about, what is it, 100 miles away or something like that, some additional costs kick in. And you got other states that are trying to get, and I guess Hollywood now isn't the mecca of the film industry. Mm-hmm. It's either New York or it's somewhere else.
Like Canada, even. I mean, there are different locations.
Yeah, that isn't even California anymore. Can the county compete against that, or do you just kind of sit back and hope that your name is on the short list and that you have a chance to dance?
You know, I think what the county where we compete very well is directors and location scouts are very consistent on what they're looking for. They want redwoods. We're the ones that can do it. You know, I hate it when you count down your fingers. I can't talk that fast.
It's 4:31. We'll be back.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 4:34. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Okay, now that I can't do my finger routine and really fluster you anymore.
Well, I'll look at the clock now.
Yeah, okay, there you go. It's right in front of you. You were talking a little bit prior to the break about the Film Commission, and what is the name of this movie?
After Earth, I believe. And the only reason I know
that sounds prophetic, doesn't
it? Well, if you go on, there's a website, IMDb, or Matthew knows where all these movie sites are. And
I just realized there was a Men in Black 3 coming out.
I just read about that, too.
Okay, that'd be kind of fun. But.
Yeah, so it's that is what's on there. We got very little information. Like I said, we couldn't really say where we were. And I believe
like
that information.
It's kind of like going to Afghanistan earlier this week, right? Everybody knew, but nobody's talking.
Yeah, until you read it in the paper.
Sorry.
That's always the last to know.
Yeah. So with the activity, having a film come into the area, where are the points where the county or any of the funding entities that are public have the chance to benefit? Because I know that you guys do spend monies. We see it pretty directly with the Visitors Bureau, direct through TOT, okay? And it's money in, money returned. Pretty straightforward stuff. This is a little bit more convoluted.
Well, there's certainly less direct impact and probably more, I could say, indirect. We will be having a report on June 19th that hopefully will outline as best as I can what the financial impact was, but when you ask me, certainly TOT is generated, but that benefits the cities and the county. But again, not everybody gives funds to the Film Commission. So that's one of those areas where, okay, there's a benefit, but we're not all participating in bringing that film here. But everyone's benefiting and it actually being in the community.
And the commission can't really steer it.
No.
Say, okay, well, Fortuna's... Okay, you want to go to Fortuna, you want to go to these guys in the county, and these guys in Arcata.
Exactly. And so I think what the Film Commission in the future is going to be looking at is once these numbers are known, go to the different communities that maybe are not helping with the funding and say, this is what we brought to your community in dollar figures, and perhaps there's going to be some interest.
Please.
Give
us some money. Yeah.
The sales tax, too. Don't forget, these folks are here. Many of them brought their families for part of the time. They certainly eat and drink in Humboldt County.
Good timing with the weather, by the way, guys.
Hey, you know, today started out very sunny. I'm wanting to know. I'm hearing Aaron talk about rain tomorrow.
Well, we do know that he is the influencer on the weather, so.
I'm glad to know.
Did you find the name of that movie? Is it Beyond Whatever? Or
I think it's called After Earth. If you go on that website, at least that's what's listed. But that's one of those things that's kind of just an unofficial
iffy.
Information on the web.
When the county, when you folks, determine whether or not you're going to be supporting this entity or that entity, Film Commission is one that comes to mind, Chambers of Commerce,
right.
Typically.
Or CVB.
Yeah. Those types of communities. Do you look at it as a strict ROI for the jurisdiction? We give you $1,000. We expect to see $1,000 in return or more.
I don't think I've ever seen it broken down into a strict return on investment. With the county, there's less of it than I experienced at the city. I think last night we saw that the city council in Eureka had the chamber on their agenda. And,
block.
Yeah. So, you know, in that respect, I can say, you know, from that experience, it wasn't all just about return on investment. Because it is hard to say, well, with the TOT, there's more money in the general fund, which means we can have better lighting on the streets, which means the tourists feel safer, so it means more, you know, I mean, you can try to draw out all these lines.
Or those general fund dollars are going to have the streetlights lit so everybody in the community benefits.
Well, and so it's all how is it explained? I've never I can't say I've ever heard explained in return on investment, though I would imagine in this case with the film, let's say the Film Commission, with it being such a fairly small organization, and if they have good numbers, that might be easier than when you're talking about an entire convention and visitors bureau or the entire chamber to really quantify. You know, part of it's got to be that it's good for the community, it's good for the business community, or it's good for the, you know, tourism brings people to spend money here. So I don't,
some of the rounded corner stuff.
Well, and I'm sure Tony's been here before with the CVB and talked about the numbers that they've got, but it's like, boy, those numbers have got to be hard to really come up with.
Well,
with certainty.
And I don't have a direct, what do you call it, dog in the hunt? Horse in the race? Whatever. What? Steer in the field. Whatever it might be as a
reference.
I'll
never live the state.
Because, nobody's going to come here and spend money with us. Okay, fine. But when you look at, you've got your $1,000 that could go to a myriad of different general fund areas, and it goes to something along these lines. Okay, if the county benefits directly, great. I don't think anybody has any question. But there are certainly certain businesses that directly benefit. Lodging is one. The food industry is another. And I suppose at some point on that continuum, it becomes a philosophical discussion. Is that government's responsibility or obligation, or should there be any where it starts to support private business rather than the overall entire community's benefit? It's never been there, and I'm not saying that it needs to, but that's in there somewhere.
But I also think, given that people have an opportunity to spend it or stay in whatever hotels they want to stay in or whatever, certainly certain industries are going to benefit. I see it less benefiting specific business, though, and I think that's where you're getting, or you're...
Well, the self-assessment district thing that Tony has got going now,
yes,
makes a ton of sense. The guys that are going to benefit are the guys that are stepping up. Now, whether it's out of their pocket or out of their customer's pocket, it doesn't really matter. I get that. But, there's also been times when some of these entities recommend certain businesses because they're members. Not because they happen to be in the jurisdiction where, it's not going to be a clear, bright line. But it's just something that's out there as budgets continue to stay relatively tight in the general fund. How do you go? What do you know? How do you prioritize? Where's the win? And how does the win, what does it look like?
I think, obviously, yesterday we had a budget review. While things are looking better, it's still not a good budget by any respect. And, someone said we've stopped the bleeding, now we can start the healing. And it's like, all right, that's not exactly a high endorsement, but it's better. But you're right, it is difficult. And I think when I look at those decisions, I also look at who's benefiting, what other communities that are not currently helping to fund. That was one of our discussions with the city.
Yeah, is everybody in the boat together?
Well, exactly. And I remember with the city, it always felt like CVB, that the city was putting in perhaps more than what their fair share would have been. And I think the same discussions happened at the county level. And that's one of the reasons Tony has taken forward this assessment district concept, is because then they will have a steady stream of at least some dollars, and it will benefit the people who are putting the money into it. So,
interesting discussions to swirl things around a little bit.
I think it's case by case, and you have to see benefit, though, before you're going to do it. If you stop seeing benefit, then there's no reason to put money into it.
KINS, News and Information Times, 4:43. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Thanks. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. You want to talk about leadership, or you want to talk about the airport? Probably leadership would be better.
Leadership sounds good.
Good. Yeah. Tell Tom I'm on the warpath though when you see him.
I will.
But now you've got your own story too, so you can add to that as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Our last experience was not very pleasant.
Less than ideal.
It wasn't our airport actually. We had exemplary service from the two folks at the counter here, I have to say. And I should have brought their names because we don't often give credit to the
people. Oh, good. Well, you had
two
people at the counter. That's good.
We did. And none of it was their fault. And that's what I realized when people were mad and said, I should never come, you know, leave from this airport. And I thought, it's not this airport.
But if you're connecting, I had, in sharing our little experience on Saturday, I've had half a dozen people say that they just don't fly. They drive down because of the lack of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss this, the ripple, particularly if you're flying international.
Well, I told you, we saw our plane leave after we finally landed at San Francisco.
You told me you didn't tell them.
Oh. Well, but you know, I figure they can just, you know this from what I'm telling you. But,
okay.
But yes, no, it is true. We arrived in San Francisco and got stuck on the tarmac just in time to watch our flight that was leaving for our destination fly out in front of us. And if that hasn't been, you know, one of my more frustrating travel experiences, I don't know what is. So we got to our destination a day late, and it was just frustrating.
Well, apparently we're talking about the airport now instead of the leadership thing. We've got less than a minute to go. Is there any word on anybody else
coming
in?
You did that on purpose.
Not me. Or any additional air flights into McKinleyville? Anything going?
I'm not directly involved with the REDEC board. There certainly is a lot of discussion, not so much, I don't believe, about someone else coming in, but when there's interest, are we going to have things in place so that we don't go through the process? And that it was a messy situation that we tried to wade through, and hey, there's a better way to do it, and being prepared is the best way we can approach it.
So that is a priority for REDEC to streamline it and get it better for next time.
I believe that's certainly in their discussions, and there you go again.
There go my fingers. That must mean that it's time to say goodbye. Thanks
goodbye.
For coming by. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.